This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we do, I like to go over there to thetruthaboutguns.com. I only get to go there once a month, or once a week, because I don't, I used to use them as a resource. Now I use them for just one day. And I do that in tandem with their editor-in-chief, and that would be Dan Zimmerman. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
You know. A little under the weather, but that's okay.
Sorry to hear that.
Me too. I'm real tired of it, to be honest with you. Let's start with this one, and this is an article by John Bach. And, I mean, the New York Post. Let me ask you a question. You remember when, you remember when Recoil Magazine had the thing where the Jerry Tsai, he was the editor, and he did a review of a gun. And he said that the gun would never be intended for civilian hands, and rightfully so. And overnight, 90% of Recoil Magazine's advertising went away. Do you remember that?
I do remember. That was a kind of a Zumbo-esque type of situation.
Yeah.
It was pretty ugly.
Now, Jerry Tsai was a California gun guy. I don't know whatever happened to him. Nobody, I've never heard from him since then. He's a California gun guy. He grew up in an environment, I guess, and, you know, it makes me wonder, because for what you do, you look outside what goes on in Austin, Texas. You look all over the United States. You see all the attitudes, all the impressions. And I'm looking at this thing here with the New York Post. See, Jerry Tsai was a California gun guy. New York Post, those guys are New York, they're Northeastern conservatives, which makes them Democrats in most places.
Well, they do take a lot of conservative positions, and certainly in New York City, they are they qualify as conservative because Bernie Sanders is probably to the right of the New York Times and Daily News these days. However, the New York Post has been very consistent over the years in its opposition to gun rights. They have always been foursquare for gun control in the city and the state. Happy to jump on the bandwagon that the rest of the media gets going every time there's a high-profile shooting.
Well, let me just ask you a question. I don't know if you know the exact answer to this. Based upon what I know about circulation, I would imagine you have more unique visitors in a week than they put out papers, for example.
Probably. I don't have their circulation numbers in front of me, but we get about 1.5 million unique readers per month. I don't know what their circulation is. Actually, in a city of 8 million people, you know, they may certainly print more papers than that. I don't know how many. I don't know what their audited circulation numbers really are. But we do very well, so we're happy with our numbers. You got to remember the people who write for the New York Post, as well as the New York Times and the Daily News. These people live in Manhattan.
Sure.
They are not people who have a lot of experience with firearms. They all share this, you know, they all went to the same schools, the same journalism schools. A lot of them have to share the same backgrounds. And the thought of those crazy people in the middle of the country owning scary black rifles that look like machine guns just scares the hell out of them. So when there is a black swan event like the Boulder shooting, or the shooting in the Atlanta massage parlors, which again are extremely rare, when those things happen, it scares them and it scares their metropolitan New York readers, they figure nobody needs these guns. Let's just outlaw them.
You know, something interesting about New York, when they filmed Death Wish in New York, a lot of people in New York did not want that film there.
I'm sure.
Because
it depicted, exactly flattering.
It depicted the side of New York that nobody liked to look at.
Right, exactly.
It also depicted the thing they were afraid of was that people were going to look at this as sort of a primer. So my question becomes, if we're looking at this, and first of all, we got these weak minds that believe, for example, that I see that they want to they decided to change this from an outright ban to getting weapons of war off the street. I want to rent some Humvees and some M60s and some M2s and a few Gatling guns and some real, you know, some four-deuce mortars, and I want to put them on vehicles and roll down these streets and say, these are weapons of war.
Well, as, you know, we embedded an image in that post showing a 1911. That's a weapon of war.
I know.
Showing a picture of a Mossberg shotgun. That's a weapon of war. Do they want to outlaw those too? Because these people have no idea what kind of agitprop they have been exposed to and are now spouting when they talk about "quote unquote" weapons of war. They don't understand the term. They probably don't understand where it came from, and the fact that they're using it and falling into the trap—it's not even a trap. I mean, it's actually a strategy that most of the rest of the media uses the same term as a scare tactic to frighten the average, uninvolved, uneducated reader who thinks, "Oh, of course, you know, why should my neighbor be keeping a machine gun in his garage? We can't have that. Nobody needs a machine gun." That's really what these people are banking on, their average reader who is not a gun guy or a gun person has no idea what they're really talking about here and what the reality of any of this is. So that's why it can be effective.
Well, I'm just looking at that stuff. And I consider where they're from. I understand where they're from. And I get where the problem, you know, especially with New York, the reason they have the New York trigger in New York for NYPD is because those people don't grow up around guns. They don't have the four rules ingrained in their head, so then they get a gun and they see that hole with the curly thing in it, and they're like, this is where this figure goes, and, you know, then they do it.
Yeah, and in fact, it makes those guns more dangerous than a standard off-the-shelf Glock.
Yeah, well,
I don't have to pull a 12 or 15-pound trigger, do you?
No. I mean, the trigger pull should not exceed the weight of the weapon when it's loaded. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Yeah. Coming up on the first break now, this article is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. They are a very prolific group when it comes to putting out stuff, a huge website. All of it is organic, although they may reprint a few things here and there. Most of it is organic, created there. They cover the entire spectrum of the gun culture, of the gun world, the politics, the reviews, the trends. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And let's talk about Kinesia. Is it Kinesia or Kinesia versus Strom?
It's Kinesia, I believe.
Okay. Well, I'm just reading your copy. It doesn't have an L in there, Dan.
Oh, doesn't it? Oh, well, okay. Well, that's my mistake.
It does. Not in the title. It does in the copy, so I'll just get past it.
Oh, then that's probably our mistake. In any case, this is a case that was argued before the Supreme Court last week, and it has to do with the ability of law enforcement to search property and search a home and confiscate firearms or other property without a warrant. There has been an exception to the Fourth Amendment called the community caretaking exception. And basically what that has always meant is that if there's an accident on the street or somebody abandons their car, police can take the car, you know, get it off the road, you know, to free up traffic, and they can search the car to make sure there's nothing dangerous or whatever inside the car when they take it. Well, in this Kinesia case, there was an argument between Mr. and Mrs. Kinesia. And Mrs. Kinesia left, but Mr. Kinesia said, why don't you just shoot me? Mrs. Kinesia left, spent the night out at a hotel, and then when she called the next day, she couldn't get her husband on the phone, so she called police for an escort back to her home to make sure that everything was okay. Well, when they got there, they went in, they talked to Mr. Kinesia and talked him into allowing them to search his home, and then they confiscated his firearms, and they told Mrs. Kinesia that he agreed to all this, when in fact, apparently he didn't. And it took a long time for Mr. Kinesia to get his firearms back. He had to sue to do that. And it resulted in a lawsuit, which is now Kinesia versus Strom before the Supreme Court, under which Mr. Kinesia wants to invalidate the search and make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. Well, the Biden administration, in its infinite wisdom, has argued that the community caretaking exception should be expanded from vehicles and other types of situations to the home as well. And what it in effect would do would put the decision as to whether or not a police officer can search without a warrant in the officer's hands if he thinks that public safety outweighs privacy rights protected by the Fourth Amendment. You can see how that would be set an incredibly dangerous precedent if that is allowed to go forward.
So what are your thoughts on that? What do you think about that actually being something that might happen?
But, you know, I can't handicap that kind of thing. We are in a situation with the Supreme Court where we should have a comfortable 6-3 balance of power, and these types of cases should be slam dunks, but that is not in fact where we are. We are living under the mistake that George H.W. Bush made when he appointed Chief Justice Roberts. So we are in a 5-4 situation, and that fifth vote isn't always sure in every circumstance. It's hard to predict how these things happen. And there are people who are much better at it than I am, who know the track records of the specific justices on these kinds of questions in the past. So I'm not qualified to handicap this kind of thing. It just scares me, given the current atmosphere in the country, and what appears to be the Supreme Court's ability or willingness to allow itself to be bullied by the press into certain decisions, certainly on the part of Chief Justice Roberts and possibly others as well.
Yeah, that part, the opinion polls or whatever you call these things where they get out there and say, well, we think you should do that. I don't quite understand why these guys fall for this. I know that the Supreme Court considers themselves to be, you know, really cool, man. They're really cool. But and it's really exclusive to be in the Supreme Court. And I would expect they're probably a little concerned that court might get packed, except that threat is all based upon losing the filibuster, right?
Correct. There's a couple things. There's the pressure that was applied back during the Obamacare case, you know, where the justices who have to live and work in D.C. and go to the same cocktail parties as all kinds of, capital denizens, they want to be thought well of. They don't want to be socially ostracized if they do something like call the Obamacare what it was and instead redefine it as a tax rather than a fee. But now, there, in addition to the social pressure, there's also the pressure, which is explicit. If you listen to people like Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and others in the Senate, there's pressure. So, if the court starts to tilt too far to the right, they could find themselves, then they might try to make good on packing the court with justices that the liberals in the Senate like. Now, again, that would depend entirely on losing the filibuster.
Right. Will you hang on for me? Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. He's the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure.
Both appeared on Fox. The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
The vaccine is safe, and it will save lives.
Athletes, celebrities, and faith leaders are part of the effort to get the vaccines out. She said right now we could advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors. This is USA Radio News. emotional testimony in the courtroom from Courtney Ross, who was George Floyd's girlfriend. She discussed their mutual drug use and struggles with opioid addiction.
There was a time in March when you knew he was back to using pills, is that right?
About his behavior had changed.
The defense saying that drugs played a role in Floyd's death. Ross testified that Floyd overdosed and was hospitalized 2 months prior to his death. She said the passenger in his car last May was one of his drug suppliers. He told the court through an attorney that he will plead the fifth and not testify in the case. At least 4 people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. A firearm was located at the scene. California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and let's talk about what happened in Colorado as far as the murdered cop's father, who apparently the police officer that was murdered in that rampage killing, he was not somebody that was for gun control, was he?
No, not at all. Apparently the officer who was first in was killed by the murderer there. Owned an AR-15, was an average shooter before he became a cop, and as his father indicated to the media when asked, he was an opponent of gun control, and the father said that there's just he said, quote, "My son would have been deeply offended to know that his death would have been used to promote gun control." In effect, don't use my son's death to promote your anti-Second Amendment agenda, as right. So many people have done, and as the president is doing as we speak.
Anytime something happens in Colorado, especially, because Colorado went really, really blue in 2013. They've got it all. They've got the wish list, don't they? Do they have, now in Colorado, while they do have the universal background check, do they have a registry? Because we know the NIJ told the feds that you had to have one of those for that to work.
No, they do not have a registry. They have a magazine capacity limit, and they have a red flag law. So they have much of what the Democrats in Congress and the civilian disarmament industrial complex says that the country should have in order to prevent these kinds of things. Yet somehow it didn't work in Colorado.
Yeah. The other thing, you mentioned the red flag order. Now, this guy's family had misgivings about him, right?
Severely. And when his brother was interviewed after the shooter was identified and said, you know, he's probably mentally ill. He had been arrested for assault. I think he may have been convicted. It was misdemeanor assault. Maybe pled guilty to misdemeanor assault a couple of years ago. He was known as being hot-tempered. His brother said he was possibly mentally ill. This was not somebody who was, by any estimation, well-balanced. Yet he was in a situation in which they chose to make sure that he didn't have access to firearms.
I would have thought, you know, if I had a family member that I was close to, that I observed on a daily basis, and he goes out and he is as loose a cannon as this guy apparently was, if he goes out and buys a gun, like in the case of an AR-15, I'm liable to get out there and just go, I think I'll just take that bolt carrier group out of that sucker.
Yeah.
At the very least, you know, at the very least. I mean, this guy, and I'm not trying to make him out to be a victim, he's a monster. But what do they say? There's five stages for the active shooter. When he bought the gun and he was in stage four, they could have intervened, and for whatever reason they didn't. So.
Yeah, I'm no fan of due process free red flag confiscation at all. I think they're an abomination. But there are things that family members can do, even short of that, to make sure that if somebody does have a firearm, like you said, take the bolt carrier group out. If there's somebody in my family who I thought presented a real threat, I would certainly take action.
In any event, they also typically, as we know, like in Parkland, a lot of the parents of some of the Parkland children, they're not out there looking for gun control, and they don't think gun control. In that particular case, once again, just like in the case with this guy who the FBI knew about him, they knew a lot about that guy in Parkland.
There's a long list of mass shooters who were, quote-unquote, on the FBI's radar. This guy, the Parkland shooter, the Pulse nightclub shooter, the Fort Hood shooter, I believe the two people who shut up the San Bernardino government office, at least one of those people were on the FBI's radar as well. They have a long history of looking into potentially dangerous people and not doing much to stop them.
Yeah. So I look at that, and I just think about that stuff, and I look at the various lessons. And this is my conclusion, okay? I don't understand why politicians, the politicians get up on TV, the pro-gun advocates, they get up and they're very reasoned as well. Why isn't somebody up there screaming, you know, we shouldn't have had another school shooting after Columbine. We shouldn't have any rampage killings in gun-free zones anymore. Because we keep having them here, and you guys don't ever make a change, and I submit to you, dear Democratic blue dog leftist leadership, that you actually anticipate and enjoy the opportunity you get when your citizens get gunned down.
I don't think I'd go as far as enjoy, but they certainly take every advantage of these situations when they happen. They jump on them immediately. They almost always blame them on white supremacy, domestic white terrorism, NRA members, small genital size, white guys having a bad day, and almost all the time they're wrong in their assessment. Just to the extent that the diversity editor for USA Today did that and lost her job over it, too, this week.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, when you look at the numbers right now, I think there's been 7 rampage-type killings they're talking about, and 70% of them have been perpetrated by black Americans. One has been done by a Caucasian.
Right. And the issue isn't that it's done by black people. The issue is that the media immediately makes assumptions about these shootings before the facts are known. And, for instance, the fired USA Today employees, that these are always white men or angry white men acting out. And that she may have mentioned the NRA. I can't remember what she said in her tweet. But almost every time these things are wrong, these people always used to be Tea Party members until they were proved. It was proved that they weren't.
Right.
I don't understand why these people continually step on the same rake over and over again, jumping to these conclusions rather than waiting until it's determined exactly who these people
are. Well, we're gonna go off the script in the next segment. I'm gonna tell you why I think that, and I want your opinion, if you will.
I'd love to hear it.
All right, talking to Dan Zimmerman for the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman and from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and an interesting thing just occurred as we were coming to the end of the segment, because Dan exists in the world of the Second Amendment advocate and in the journalistic side of it. So, Dan, your world is heavily influenced by fact-checking, statistics, getting it right the first time, not having to print a retraction, and not accidentally, you try very hard, as you put it, to not accidentally step on the rake.
And, yeah, exactly, and I don't understand why the big-time media steps on the same rake every single time there's one of these mass shootings.
So here is my opinion on this, and you tell me what you think about this. I'm curious. So I believe part of it has to do with the fact that they really do believe everything they say, which I find most of the people out there right now that are ranting, for example, about angry white men who are having a bad day who practice their Second Amendment right, most of those people are white, aren't they?
Pretty much. Not entirely, but yes, most of them are.
Not talking about the Ilhan Omars and the niece of the Vice President, Kamala Harris. Not talking about her. I'm just talking about these people that are out there that seem to. It's become sort of a cottage industry to go after that. The other part of it is that I think they genuinely believe this, but this is where the problem comes for me. If they genuinely, for example, believe that me and you are racists and we want to kill children and we want to do all of this stuff. The part where I take a moment and say, let me consider this, is where I say, well, if I really believe something like that, then I almost have a morally I am compelled to do something about that. What do you think about them?
Well, that's the logical extension. But these people aren't doing anything about anything. What they're doing is when they get a report of a shooting in Boulder, They immediately assume, without any knowledge of the situation at all, sometimes when the police are still in the building trying to figure out what's going on and stop the action, they are immediately assuming that this is the result of an angry white conservative male who, like you said, is having a bad day, is a Trump supporter, is an NRA member, and hates minorities. In this case, this was a Syrian immigrant who shot up a bunch of white people in Boulder, Colorado. And if you look at the Atlanta situation, they assumed, it was a white male who was targeting these places because there was a whole bunch of Asians working there. And it turned out that wasn't at all why he was doing it. He had some twisted sexual issue and he saw these places as enabling his own sexual dependency.
Yeah. Have you noticed that both of these incidents have frittered away?
Yeah, they immediately. That's the thing. They're huge stories.
For 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes, actually even a little longer than that, they're huge stories while they can peddle their narrative, where they can say, when they can continue, because the facts aren't known yet, they can talk about how it's another example of white supremacy and the murderous NRA. But as soon as the facts come out that contradict that narrative, then the story disappears and we're on to something else. If somehow the Boulder shooter had in fact been a white NRA member, and had been wearing a MAGA hat as he opened fire inside the grocery store, that story would still be on. We would be getting nightly updates on it, we would be getting 10,000-word navel-gazing pieces in The New Yorker and the Washington Post on what's wrong with our sick society that we still allow civilians to own firearms.
Well, but then we come back, though, to the whole supposition where I know, for example, that you don't have any picadillos about printing things on both sides, right? I know you don't have any issue with that.
Right.
You believe in a civil discourse. You believe in a fair discourse.
Right. If somebody can make an argument for a red flag laws or background check and make it intelligently and argue it, well, I'll run that, and then I'll let my readers tear them apart in the comments. But we're open to that kind of thing. But very few people on the other side of the issue seem to want to do that.
I know. But, I mean, like, they wouldn't let one of your guys publish something in The New Yorker, for example, or The Atlantic, or Time.
Likely not.
If somebody
happened to U.S. Senator, when a U.S. Senator posted something, ran an op-ed in the New York Post. Yeah, exactly. When Tom Cotton ran something, the editor who allowed that lost his job. So I'm guessing that if I wrote a piece in support of gun rights and why an assault weapons ban is bad policy, who knows how many people would be fired over there if they ran it.
Yeah. I think the problem that they don't consider what they're doing stepping on a rake. They consider themselves to be foot soldiers. Foot soldiers in the leftist cause, the progressive cause, Dan. The progressive cause, Dan. And so the ends justifies the means, even if they're incorrect. How often do they plant, how many retractions did you see off of Twitter when they were out there saying, another angry white guy? They just deleted the tweet, right? It didn't happen.
Yeah, and some of them didn't even bother to delete the tweet. I think that I think you're generally right. I think they figure even if they're wrong, they get that story out there, and then not many people hear what really happened or who the shooter really was. And it just goes to further the narrative and harden people's opinions on the anti-gun side. Because there's obviously no consequence at all to this most of the time. I have to give kudos to USA Today for actually holding one of their own to account.
Well, it was sort of obvious. I think they're beginning to understand on the left that this thing where they took the mask off and left it at the door, that was probably not a smoking hot idea.
No.
This isn't working out too well for them.
Well, how many professions are held in lower esteem than journalism these days?
That's Congress, I think.
Yeah, maybe, but that's about it. As John pointed out in the New York Post article, the New York Post isn't alone. Dead tree journalism is dying, a long, slow death. There are layoffs constantly, and it's because people have come not to trust what they tell them. It's one thing if you're a paper with a leftist center or a progressive editorial page, but you tell the news straight. The problem is the narrative and the opinions of the people who are writing the news and reporting it now bleeds into the news reporting consistently. And it's not just what's written, it's also what isn't written and what isn't covered, which is just as egregious much of the time.
Thank you very much for showing up today. I do appreciate it. Dan travels a lot, goes lots of places, does lots of things, because after all, he is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.